Welcome to the Launch Hour with Ron Reardon and Bill McHenry.
Hello and welcome to Launch. We're broadcasting from our studios in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ron Reardon. My co-host is Bill McHenry. I tell you what, Bill, you know, on Launch, we really focus on the launching of a business so that entrepreneurs can successfully navigate their launch. And this morning we'll be featuring Vanessa Lowry of Connect 4 Leverage. But before we do that, Bill, could you thank today's sponsor?
I sure will, Ron. Our sponsor today is Patents and More. Patents and More, protecting your innovation and connecting you to the resources you need for your success.
Okay, we really appreciate their support. Well, you know, our guest today is Vanessa Lowry. She's a multi-passionate author, entrepreneur, speaker, graphic designer, and marketing consultant, and she leverages nearly 30 years of design and marketing expertise to support book authors who are self-publishing. She's co-authored an e-book, 30 Days of Gratitude, which you can find at www.daysofgratitude.com. And Vanessa really enjoys working in the collaborative process with other business professionals because she's come out with a second book, Improv, to Improve Your Business, using the principles of improvisation to foster communication, creativity, and innovation this last January. And she's going to be talking today about how entrepreneurs and consultants are publishing books as a way to really market their business and attract ideal customers. So welcome to the show today, Vanessa.
Oh, it's great to be with you all on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So book publishing as a way of getting customers, you know, what's the benefits of publishing a book as a marketing strategy for business?
You know, more and more entrepreneurs and consultants are publishing books as a way to burnish their credentials and to get in front of ideal clients, to attract ideal clients to them. So it's just an easier way to get people that are interested in the product or service that you have to understand the expertise that you bring to the table and what makes you different from your competitors. There was a great article that was in the Wall Street Journal December 30th of this past year that was had several examples about entrepreneurs that have been very successful in using a published book as a strategy. And I found that not only for myself, but for my clients as well.
It's kind of interesting because, you know, the person that put together the website for myself and another fellow, he gave us a book that he had written, okay, about, you know, marketing through websites and things like that. So can you give us some examples of other companies that have used books as a marketing strategy?
Absolutely. You know, in that article I mentioned, the Wall Street Journal article, they talked about some of you might be familiar with Marcus Buckingham. He's written a number of books, but the first book that he wrote in conjunction with Kurt Coleman was called First Break All the Rules. And at that time, he was working as part of the Gallup consulting practice, and they were billing about $2 million a year then. After the book came out, their consulting practice was pulling in $50 million a year, which is really impressive numbers. You know, a lot of the companies that I work with are not companies that are that large and on that scale. But to give you a couple of other examples of how books have helped people, one of my clients, Charlie Cummins, is a therapist. And a couple of years ago, he published a book that's called Uprooting Anger, Eliminating the Emotion That Kills. And he was talking in the book about his particular expertise of working with people that have issues with anger, used some stories of his own life as well as some processes that he uses with his clients to help them work through different anger issues. And after the book was published, what he was able to do last year is move his practice away from almost entirely an insurance pay practice to being a completely non-insurance pay. So he's making really two or three times as much money with less work by being able to do that. I mean, I know everybody knows with healthcare that providers get such a fraction of what they really bill. So it's made a huge difference in his practice and in the way that he's been able to market his business. He actually did a whole branding around that uprooting anger. So he developed a whole website that was focused to angry men, has done a lot of marketing around that and a lot of speaking around that.
You know, Vanessa, can you describe a couple of the books or the types of books that are being published to assist business professionals in marketing their expertise?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a number of different types of books, and some of them take more time from a writing standpoint than other ones do. And with the, you know, the advances in self-publishing and print-on-demand, it's so much easier to get a book published very quickly. So some examples of different books might be if you do have a particular expertise in your industry and you want to focus on a particular niche. One of my clients is a writing coach, and he last fall came out with his fourth book, and it's called Writing Secrets, Essential Steps to Knowing Where to Start. And so that book is really a very niche book that's talking to people about how to start their writing process. Some other types of books might be journal type books, which is, as you mentioned, the 30 Days of Gratitude is a book that I did a couple of years ago, which is more of, you know, it's got a very small amount of writing with some areas for people to really journal their own experiences. But those are the kind of books that don't take a lot of time as far as the writing goes. You might also think about if you teach a class or if you have a teleseminar, you can create a workbook or a manual that would go along with that teleclass or seminar, which again might be information that you're already putting in front of people, but you're just going to be packaging it in a little more substantial way. So it's something that people, so it really helps your branding. It helps get you more professionally focused in their minds and is also something they want to hold on to. Another good idea would be something that's like a tip book. So if you have in your industry, if you have something that you can write up as a daily tip, or a weekly tip, you might do a book that's 30 tips, 52 tips, or even 365 tips. That would be something that would be, you know, a tip per page, so it could be very quick and easy to write and something that would be easy for people to pick up on multiple days and be reminded about you and your business.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I know that, you know, if you have an idea for a book and then you sit down and say, okay, now I need to create some content, where do I start? You know, do you have any, what are some ways to develop content for a book?
You know, there's a lot of different ways, and some of them are ones that I've used personally, and some of them are ones that some of my clients have used. But, you know, we were talking about if you have a particular expertise, you might talk about a combination of stories and processes that you use with your clients. So you can talk about, like the two clients I mentioned, the Uprooting Anger and the Writing Secrets. Both of those gentlemen in their books gave examples of stories both from their own lives and from working with clients, as well as examples of processes that they use with their clients to help them achieve their goals. Some other ways that you can develop content is you might already have some charts or diagrams or lists of things that you use when you're talking to prospects or when you're talking to clients. So those would be the kind of things that you could also incorporate into your book. I worked on the design of a book for a client that's called the Risk a Day Journal. And so it's another example of a journal type book, but she used some charts and diagrams and processes that she uses with her coaching clients as the written part of the book, in addition to some stories from her own life, and then had areas that people could journal their own experiences as well. Some additional examples that I've used, which have been really helpful, is interviewing, you know, just like what we're doing here today. And I have read some books that were just compilations of transcripts from radio interviews that were, you know, getting industry experts to talk about different things and using that as a book around a particular topic, as well as if you have a particular topic that you want to expand on, you can interview people. The book that I just came out with in January, that's a collaborative effort, The Improv to Improve Your Business, was one that I interviewed the other co-authors and then was able to ghostwrite their chapters for them. So it's their content, but it was something that was all around a particular topic.
Vanessa, when you're self-publishing, what types of people do you need on your team to help you self-publish?
You know, with anything in business, and I know that a lot of the people that listen to your show and the people that have been guests on your show would agree that you really have to have a good team in place to launch a successful business and to launch a successful product. And really, a book is a combination of those two things. So some of the people that you might need before you publish, depending on what your particular expertise is, you might need a writing coach. You know, you might have lots of ideas but have a hard time figuring out how to fine-tune those ideas into one topic and having them all be coherent into one topic. I find that some of my clients have so many ideas that it's hard for them to narrow it down. So often I will talk to them about how to do that. But I also have people in my resource center, my hub of resources that I can connect them to that have particular expertise in that. For example, writing coaches. So that might be somebody they would need. Definitely would need an editor. Any successful author will tell you that it's one thing to write, to write, but it's a whole different process for the editing. And it's what makes good content really be great content is that that editing process and making it very professional, making sure that everything's exactly the way that it should be before it gets out in front of people. You'll need a graphic designer, so that's really where I come in, is graphic design and marketing expertise. You'll probably want a web designer because you'll probably want to have some sort of a website for your book or some pages on your current website that promote your book. So you may, you know, many business professionals already have a web designer, and so that web designer may be able just to add a couple of pages to your book, or you might want to have a separate site that promotes your book or a separate landing page for your book. You'll need an on-demand printer if you're self-publishing. There's a company that's based here in Atlanta for folks that are here in Atlanta, but they do work internationally, that's called BookLogic, and their website is booklogic.com. But they do a lot of work with authors that are self-publishing. And there's a lot of other, you know, self-publishing places out as well. And then you may also need a publisher. A publisher, you can set up your own publishing company, but you might also want to go in with another publishing company so that you can get onto their Amazon account or Barnes & Noble account without having to pay the monthly fee that's required when you set it up yourself. So that's kind of before publishing. Then there's a list of people that you need after your book is published, so that you can market your book. So you're going to need somebody to help you develop a marketing plan, put some things in place for who you want to be in front of and how you're going to do that. You may also want somebody in public relations that's going to be sending out press releases that will help you. The public relations person might be the one that would help you get in front of groups to do speaking engagements. There's a lot of video out there now, and that's a great way to let people see a little snippet about your book and what you bring to the table. So you can do videos that would be kind of you talking about your book, you answering questions, you speaking to the particular niche that your book is marketed to, so that they can watch the video and be interested in your book. You may also need a virtual assistant if you don't have enough hours to do things yourself, or if you don't have already people on your staff that can help you with this. You might want to look at virtual assistants, and they can do a number of different things for you to help you stay up with all the duties that need to be done to market your book. And then you may need a social media guru, somebody that can help you put together and implement a social media plan as well. So that just gives you a few ideas of before and after.
Wow. You mentioned earlier in our conversation about ghostwriting. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit, Vanessa, what ghostwriters are and do?
Sure. There's a variety of different types of ghostwriters, and people work with ghostwriters in different ways. I think that you would find that a lot of celebrities that publish books, some of them write the books themselves, but a lot of them work with ghostwriters, which really gives them the option of being able to get their ideas out there and say what they want to say, but with the help of somebody that's got more experience in writing and actually, you know, getting the words on paper in a way that grabs somebody's attention. So there's a number of different ways you can work with ghostwriters. As I mentioned with the improv book that I worked on, The Improv to Improve Your Business, I interviewed each of the co-authors, and then I had a list of questions because we were all on that topic of improv and how that affected the different authors in the way that they did business. So I had developed a questionnaire, and everybody had the questionnaire in advance. And then I did the interview kind of based on the questionnaire and took deviations as we, you know, came up with interesting things during the interview. I then took all of that information and transcribed it, and then was able to kind of take some of that information, some of it word for word and some of it more, you know, rewriting it to get the idea of what they're talking about. They approved their chapters. We made some edits back and forth. And then that's what, you know, became formatted into the final book. Other people that ghostwrite do some of the writing themselves, or they might do an outline. and then work with the ghostwriter to kind of formalize that for them. People do work a number of different ways with ghostwriters, and there's a number of different ghostwriters that have different specialties. I was just talking to a client a couple of days ago, and she had met a gentleman recently who does ghostwriting for pro athletes. So that's kind of his niche. So you'll find that there's ghostwriters that have different niches that they work in.
Well, you know, Vanessa, your company is Connect for Leverage. What's Connect for Leverage's role in assisting somebody that wants to self-publish?
You know, we really work with people on a variety of different bases, but primarily it's once they've written their content and they're ready for the design process and the marketing process. If any of the listeners aren't quite to the finalized area of they've gotten their book written, I'm happy to talk to them and connect them up with different people in my resource pool that can help them move that along. So, for example, you know, as we mentioned earlier, some of the writing coaches, editors, some of those kind of folks, as well as, you know, I can consult with them about kind of fine-tuning their ideas to figure out what topic they want to write on and what kind of books they want to write. So folks can go to my website, which is connect4leverage.wordpress.com. And there's some examples there of different books that I've worked on and some of the things that clients have said about the process of working with me and my team. So that would be a great way for people to get more information about some of the things that we do as well.
You know, Vanessa, tell our audience what some of the benefits of self-publishing would be for them.
You know, I find that particularly in business, that folks that are interested in self-publishing are often doing it as a leverage point to attract more customers to their business. So it's not, you know, when they're looking at the investment that they're making in writing and publishing a book, it's not so much that they're looking at what they're going to make from the actual sale of the book itself, but it's more of looking at it as, how do I use this as, you know, a more substantial business card to give to prospects? How do I use this as a way to get myself in front of groups of people that would be the niche of people that I want to work with? How can I use this as a way to attract clients to me and to my company with less effort, because they already have been able to find out more about me by reading the book? So, for example, the 30 Days of Gratitude book was one that was very quickly put together. It was I do love working collaborative with people, and I approached two of my friends that are business colleagues as well back in November of 2009, and I said, you know, I've got this idea for a book, and I don't think it'll take much time for us to write, but I think it would be a great way to attract business to each of our companies, as well as, I think, you know, just encouraging more gratitude in the world is always a good thing too. So in November of 2009, we launched 30 Days of Gratitude. It actually took us less than a month to completely put it together, which is very quick. I'm not saying that that's something that would happen with most people, but it was something that, since we all had some particular expertise, we were able to do that very quickly. Then within the next year, as we were marketing the book, and it is available as a free download at daysofgratitude.com, but in the next year, we've gotten access to over 2,000 people that we didn't have access to before through both our free download of the book, as well as we've got a Facebook page that's Days of Gratitude. And so people have liked our page, and we do a daily inspirational quote on our Days of Gratitude page. And then I personally have had, within the first year, had 8 speaking engagements as a result of publishing that book, in addition, which included a video that's posted on the PBS forum. So, and multiple new clients that once they saw that I had a book, they were more willing to trust me with producing their book for them. So, you know, it's very powerful as a way to get yourself in front of people that you want to attract and to let them see your expertise.
Well, you know, Vanessa, after a book is published, what are some ways to use it in actual marketing of the business?
You know, like I mentioned, you can use it as actually a business card that you can give it to prospects that you're very interested in, that you think would be a good fit. You can also use it as a way to get in front of niches that maybe you haven't really explored before. One of my clients, Tim Morrison, that wrote The Writing Secrets and is a writing coach, we're doing some marketing for his business that's going to get him in front of several different niches, and he's using his book as a leverage point for that. So, for example, not only did his Writing Secrets book get produced as just a regular book, but he also produced it in a large print format. So after he did that, he started thinking about the niche of active seniors, you know, people that are retired that now have some time to write and have really interesting stories to tell that would be interested in learning about that process and knowing how they can start getting their ideas on paper and leaving a legacy for their children and their grandchildren, as well as, you know, sharing their knowledge with other generations. So we put together marketing materials, including postcards and speaker sheets, to get him in front of senior groups. So, you know, he's now actively using those materials to get speaking engagements and set up classes and seminars to active senior groups. So that's just one example of how you can use a book as a starting point to really start a whole new area of marketing for your business.
That's a pretty nice niche to have, the senior group, because there's going to be more and more of them.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we all know that, you know, talking to our parents and our grandparents, that there's so many stories that come out that you don't even know. I'm always amazed at the things that I learn about my parents when I go to visit them, that as an adult that I never knew, you know, growing up. Even little things, like I just found out that my dad likes black jelly beans, and I was like, how did I not know that? But there's all kinds of things that you can find out from, you know, people sharing their experiences, and a book is a really powerful way to do that. And it really is truly a great legacy for people to leave. And from a business standpoint, there's a great, you know, you can leave a business legacy as well. So somebody that's an executive in a business, or they've had a business, you know, they've owned a business for years, it's really powerful for people connected to the business, colleagues of the business, people that are in the industry, to kind of hear the background of how that came about and how that happened, and really sharing their knowledge and their experiences. There's so much that we can learn from other people and other businesses, and that's one of the huge benefits of the kind of radio show that you all do, is that, you know, it just allows all of us in business to learn so much from other people in business and what they've gone through and what they've found that worked and what they've found that maybe didn't work so well. There's so much that we can learn from the failures that we have as well. So it is powerful to get those stories out in whatever form they appear, but a book is still a really important way to do that.
I was just going to ask, Vanessa, I downloaded the Days of Gratitude. I'm anxious to take a look at it. But I was curious, as I was doing it, you know, you read so much about the digital age and you know, book publishing is kind of going away as far as print form. Can you comment on that for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is, you know, you hear all the stories about the downloads of Kindle books and the Nook and the iPads and all the other ebook formats now are outpacing printed books by, I think, twice as much, even on Amazon right now. So it is really important to be able to have your book available for things like Kindle and for things like the Nook. But the beauty of the print on demand and self-publishing arena is it's very easy to convert your book over to that format as well. So I mentioned BookLogix earlier, and they do, not only do they do printed books, but they also can convert over to the ebook version and do interactive PDFs and that kind of thing. So it's a great way for somebody to develop content and then be able to get it out there in a number of different formats. You know, there are people that, like my husband loves his Kindle. He just thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. And I like to have a book that I hold in my hand. So it's, you know, there are people that have preferences of the way that they read books. So it's great to be able to have that available in a couple of different formats. The other thing about doing it in multiple formats is that you can kind of pace when you launch the other formats, which gives you more newsworthy ways to get your book in front of people. So, for example, the Improv to Improve Your Business, we launched as the printed book in January. And then in a few months, we'll do the Kindle version, and we'll be able to contact all of our networks and stuff again to say, hey, now you can go buy it as the Kindle download. So it just gives you an additional way to be in front of people multiple times. And, you know, from a marketing standpoint, that's a huge benefit to be able to have something new to tell people regularly so that they're reminded about you and your product and your service.
Yeah, I know. I enjoy, like you, Vanessa, I like to have a book in my hand. But when I was getting ready to come out to a conference, I needed to have a particular book that was going to be discussed at the conference. And I had a copy of it, but I couldn't find it. And then all of a sudden I remembered, oh, I loaned it to my son who's over in Birmingham.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now I've got to go buy another one of those books, you know, and I get online to find out, you know, what Barnes & Noble store close to me has it because, you know, I was getting ready to leave to go to the conference. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, I wonder if it's a Nook book. And it was. And so I downloaded it to my iPhone, and so I didn't have to go running out to go buy the book. I had it on my iPhone where I could look at it.
That's great. And that is one of the huge benefits of the e-readers, particularly for people that travel, is that you can have multiple books at your fingertip, and you can download them in just a few seconds, you know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, depending on how fast your connection is. So it really is a great way to find a book quickly and be able to have it available immediately. I mean, even if you buy things through Amazon that's a printed book, it takes several days for you to get it. So that is a huge benefit of those e-readers and being able to have something immediately.
Yeah, that's very simple. Well, this has been great, Vanessa. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they can find me at connectforleverage.wordpress.com. And again, that's the number 4, connectforleverage.wordpress.com. They're also welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn page that's got a lot of my experience and got a lot of quotes from my clients. And that's linkedin.com/IN/Vanessa Lowry. And that's Lowry. I'm also going to be have been doing some presentations in conjunction with BookLogic, which is the print on demand vendor here in town. And for your listeners that are interested in finding out more about self-publishing, they can just go to booklogic.com. And that's logix.com, booklogic.com. And there's a list of the seminars that they have going on and then the ones that I'll be involved in as well. So that might be a great resource for people as well.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks for being on today's show, Vanessa. Our listeners really appreciate you sharing your experiences and insight.
You're welcome. And I hope that it's really helpful information for people and that they'll get excited about writing a book. And I'd love to help any of them with the design and marketing of that process for them.
Yeah, I think it would really be helpful. Well, another great show, Bill.
It really was, Ron. In fact, I think Vanessa might have a call from me coming up pretty soon.
That'd be great.
I also want to give a special thanks today, Ron, to our sponsor, Patents & More, your trusted guide to the innovation jungle.
And you can go to our blog, thelaunchhour.businessradiox.com, to listen again to today's show, plus previous shows. This is Ron Reardon and Bill McHenry, signing off another great session of The Launch Hour.